Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell, owner and creator of The Spirit Within You Wholeness, Sacred Studies, and Metaphysical Boutique, located currently here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You are listening to our monthly show titled Ask the Aroma Therapist with Monica Bickerstaff. Monica Bickerstaff is the store's certified aromatherapist, clinically trained. She is our resource that we go to for trusted guidance and information to support us in our wholeness, our spirituality, and in our journey of knowing that I am whole and complete. Each month we bring you topics that supports you in a total perfection of who you are. So, Monica, thank you for joining us and let us know what today's show is about.
Thank you so much, Karen Marie. Namaste to you, and namaste to my beautiful, soulful spirits who are tuned in. Happy New Year and Happy New You. Today I am bringing you information about compassion in self-care. Compassion in self-care. I have missed you all since we were last together, and I always like to, at the top of our together, thank you for your emails of support. I read every one. I address every single one of you who embrace me with your love and with your support and with your questions. And I appreciate you. And it's you that this call is about today. So as we begin all of our calls, our time together, let's first start with our Ujjayi cleansing breath. So I'm going to ask you to ground your feet firmly on the ground with a straight back, your shoulders back, your head alive on your shoulders, and breathe from your root chakra. You're going to deeply inhale, 2, 3, 4, and exhale, clearing all of your chakras, your energy meridians, so that you can receive your compassion and self-care affirmations for today. My self-care essential oil blend today is 2 drops of bergamot, 2 drops of frankincense, 2 drops of cypress, 2 drops of myrrh, and I have those essential oils blended in a carrier oil of grapeseed. And what I did today, I wanted to have for myself a little bit of compassion and taking care of myself. I feel I need a few hugs today, a few embraces, and what I've done is I have anointed my entire body from head to toe with that oil blend. I am also diffusing it. So if you are interested in learning more about why I selected those specific essential oils, I will give you information on how to contact me in just 1 second, but it's important to note that you must always, if you are going to be using essential oils, please consult with someone like myself. I am a clinically trained, certified aromatherapist and master herbalist, so that you learn how to use the essential oils properly. Not every oil is for everybody, okay? I'll just say that up front. But I'm oiled up and I'm ready to go. And before we begin and before I share some much needed and much asked for tips on compassion and self-care, I want to share a little of my story with you. This is why this topic is so important to me. As your self-proclaimed Fountain of Youth guru, I am my own brand candy. I have survived a life-transforming autoimmune disease in my body temple, and I have also survived a life-threatening emotional trauma. I had to learn to stand in my own power of truth and healing and become transparent in my imperfections. And these days, I walk the path of my personal wellness journey in gratitude with a daily Kundalini yoga practice and mantra, consistent reformer Pilates. I eat nourishing foods. I get 8 hours of sleep a night, at least, one nap a day, a great sense of humor, and a large dose of sass. And I'm saying all of this to you from my heart, that if you are not putting yourself first, if you are not loving yourself first, if you are not gentle and kind and compassionate with yourself, that means that your soul is restless. And we need to kind of delve into that a little bit deeper. Why is your soul restless? Why are you ignoring the signs? Why do you continue to allow energy vampires into your circle? Why?
That's so important. I'm so grateful for this show. I believe most of us are at that level, that we are in an awareness that we put ourselves last, or we have a conversation of not worthy enough. I know that was one of my biggest challenges, and I strive every day to work through it. So this show is really near and dear to my heart. So thank you.
Yes, Karen, and there are so many of us who are walking around in that sense of denial. The facade, when people look at us, we may look on the outside beautiful. We have a beautiful smile, a positive outlook. But on the inside, we are not treating ourselves as worthy beings. We are literally desecrating our body temples. Did you know that just taking 15 to 30 minutes of exercise a day, and I'm not talking high aerobic intensity, I'm not talking CrossFit, I'm talking perhaps a brisk walk around your neighborhood, or just sitting peacefully in your own quiet, in your own zen zone with your thoughts, you elevate the energy frequency of your own body temple, of your own energy, just by doing one or both of those things every day. And by elevating your personal energy frequency, you begin to attract like people into your energy zone, like-minded people who will support you, who will elevate you, who will cherish you, and that helps to raise your desire to take better care of yourself.
And
if
Monica,
you're,
I'm
yes.
so grateful that you mentioned that, because if you are on a path of self-realization, self-discovering, you will see that you usually are vibrating at the same level of the five of the closest people that you have in your life.
Yes.
So if you take a moment and take the breath and just stand around, no right or wrong or indifference, ask yourself this: who are my closest friends, and where are we vibrating at? And if I want to shift my vibration to something of love, joy, peace, and happiness, who do I need to be in order for that to occur, starting with me?
Exactly. And there is no shame in allowing people to fall away from your circle, because once you start to attract the like energy, the positive energy, you will begin to see that some people who have a different energy frequency that is not harmonious with yours will automatically begin to shift and fall off. That means let them go. Release them in love, but let them go. All right? They are leaving you so that you can grow in your own strength, in your own power, and in your own truth. At the top of this call, Karen mentioned that I am a certified aromatherapist and master herbalist. I am also a holistic health coach, and I have a clinical background, which means that I call on my intuitive and clinical expertise to diagnose disease in your body temple, and I recommend natural therapies using herbs and essential oils so that you can restore your mind-body-spirit synergy. If you like what you're hearing in this call today, you may email me. Please email me. I love to hear from you at sistersage888@aol.com. You may tweet me at Vegas Holistic, pin me at Holistic Times, THYMES. I'm on Facebook, Monica Bickerstaff, and I also host a wonderful Facebook group called Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Bickerstaff Riley, and I would welcome you to join us. If I were to ask you, how are you feeling today? What would you say? You may spend your days multitasking and taking care of others, but how many of you put yourselves and your self-care first? Think about that for a second. But you shouldn't be thinking about that, because your immediate answer should be, yes, I put myself first every day. And if you don't, my question to you, dear one, is why don't you? Our first affirmation for today, I would like to share with you, and I would like you to repeat after me. Even if you're driving in your car, this is a wonderful protective affirmation for you. I feel good about myself. I can make the choice every day to feel good about myself and about my life. Self-acceptance, self-love, and self-care are habits I choose to cultivate. Loving life is something I'm practicing. Today, I choose to fall in love with my life. Studies tell us that the reason many people don't put themselves first is because they fall in one of the following categories. I'm going to share the categories with you, and as I do so, I want you to listen carefully, and I want you to really, let's just shed some of this. Let's take a deep breath, shed some of these layers, get out of our own way, our own ish, and be transparent with each other and ourselves. If you recognize yourself in any one of these categories, let's take care of it. Let's address it. The first category is low self-esteem or poor self-image. Lack of faith and positive outlook on life. You don't think anything will work for you. Uninformed or misinformed. You don't understand the short-term or long-term effects of bad habits, and you live and swirl in your own denial mindset. Arrogance. Bad health, chronic disease, it won't happen to me. And one of the biggest issues that we may be facing and that may be preventing ourselves from compassion in our own self-care is fear and self-sabotage. You are really just standing in your own way. Why are you standing in your own way? What are some of those blocks preventing you from putting yourself first and loving yourself? One way to counteract these harmful mindsets are to establish daily self-care rituals. When you awaken each day, express gratitude for your life. Give yourself a big hug and tell yourself you're beautiful. Tell yourself you're handsome. Tell yourself you are the best thing that ever walked this earth. And do all of this before you get out of bed. How about that? Try that tomorrow morning. Try that for me. A daily detox is also a wonderful way to shed some of these ideas about ourselves. I recommend, and I'm more than willing to share information about my Tri-C Trifecta, which is a blend, my own blend of wild orange, lemon, and grapefruit essential oils to raise your energy frequency, get your blood circulating, your liver cleansing, and your lymphatic system draining. These are all important ways and safe ways to detox daily and also to elevate your energy frequency. Now for another mantra. And this is the mantra that I speak to myself twice a day at least. I love myself first. I am worthy. I value myself. I am gorgeous. I am handsome. I am sexy. I am happy. I am strong. And I am healthy. If you are tired of feeling sick and tired, if you are always putting yourself and your needs last, then your spirit is restless and crying out for help. I can't emphasize that enough. If you are running from yourself, then your spirit is restless and crying out for help. This type of life energy that you are cocooning and creating around yourself, it's not healthy and it does not lead to longevity. Martyrdom is not cute. So release those energy vampires and begin to learn and understand and actually feel that you are worthy enough to be the positive energy in your own universe. Let me help you. And as I shared with you, and as you reach out to me, and as we embrace each other and share with you more, I will share with you more of my story, but I have walked this path, and I'm wanting to embrace you and share with you some of the ways that I have learned to elevate my feelings of self-worth and putting myself first. So let's together turn your feelings of lack into feelings of compassion and self-care. Again, if you would like to speak more with me, if you would like to sign up for a free 30-minute wellness consult with me, you may email me at sistersage888@aol.com. You can find me on Facebook, Monica Bickerstaff. You can tweet me at Vegas Holistic. And you may always text me or contact me at 702-219-0084. Karen, do we have any questions?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great.
We have a lovely young lady, Amy from Austin, Texas. And she is, her question is, as a young mother with four children, stay-at-home mom, how can she begin or end the day with self-care? What would you offer to her?
There are two things that I would offer to you, my dear. And the first is, do yourself a favor. You are literally a walking, juggling act, and you probably are already getting up very early in the morning to tend to the needs of your little ones and to your family. Allow yourself 15 minutes from the time that you awaken each morning already. I'd like you to try this beginning tomorrow. Wake up 15 minutes earlier. And I'd like you to either take the option of treating yourself to a detox bath, which I will go into more detail in 1 second, or if you don't like to bath, the shower. The detox bath, this is very important because it allows us to release and drain all of the toxins that are in our body. And I always recommend a bath. Even if you are not a bath person, I recommend a bath at least once a week because it's all you have to do is step in the tub, soak for 15 minutes, and get out. It's in and out. But the components of this bath are you need Epsom salts. You can find Epsom salts anywhere you shop, at any drugstore, any supermarket. Epsom salts with magnesium sulfate. Magnesium sulfate, we do not get enough magnesium into our diets these days, and magnesium is one of the most important minerals to support all of our body symptoms and body systems. All right, so you want to get Epsom salts. You want to get lavender essential oil, and you want to get rosemary essential oil. The lavender essential oil is essential because it's soothing and it is an antidepressant. So if you have anxiety issues, if you are melancholy, if you are depressed, again, there's no shame in any of these mindsets or fluctuations. But what we can do is we can recalibrate them so that you wake up and you're positive every day and you're happy every day. It is our choice to choose happiness. I want everyone to be happy. Seriously, there's no harm in being happy, all right? It's infectious, it spreads. This is what we want to spread, the happiness. All right, so rosemary. Rosemary is essential for mental clarity and focus. So this will help you, give you the energy and the mental focus and clarity so that you won't feel overwhelmed by the tasks that you are going to be facing in raising four children, in juggling yourself, in juggling your partner, a household, a job, your family, all of that, all right? And also in dealing with combining the lavender and rosemary essential oils, you are also going to release any feelings of emotional abandonment or feelings of lack of feelings of worthiness. All right? So there's a method here to my formula. 2 cups of Epsom salts in your bath, warm bath, you don't want it to be too hot, with 10 drops of lavender essential oil and 10 drops of rosemary essential oil. Soak for 15 to 20 minutes. When you get out of the bath, allow yourself at least 3 to 5 minutes to rest. You must lay down and rest. Allow all of the toxins to release. Start flushing your system with plenty of fresh distilled water. Drink water, plain water, not sugared or flavored, not seltzer water, plain, pure distilled water. Start flushing your body after this bath. It's essential that you do that. You want to continue to flush those toxins every day. As I said, if you're not a bath person, then you can actually take the, well, not 2 cups of Epsom salts, but what you want to do then is take about 1/4 cup of Epsom salts and mix it, blend it with the essential oils of lavender and rosemary, and create your own body scrub. Scrub your body from head to toe, your neck, arms, your feet. Pay close attention to your feet. And then jump into the shower and just allow all of that to wash off and melt away from your body. So those are 2 ways to allow yourself that time, but also to help yourself heal and also give you the what I call our emotional tools to handle what you need to handle.
And Monica, as we bring a close to a beautiful show, once again, thank you so much for always centering yourself and preparing yourself before you come on our show and share with us, because I can feel your energy. I can feel the love and respect that you have for our audience. Once again, this is Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You. And if you wanted to purchase essential oils, you can do so by calling us at 702-658-2257 or going on to the World Wide Web at www.thespiritwithinyou.com. And Monica, can you give them your information, please, one more time?
Yes, you can reach out to me at sistersage888@aol.com. You may text or call at 702-219-0084. Find me on Facebook at Monica Bickerstaff. Join my Facebook group at Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Bickerstaff Riley. And until we meet again next month, remember, healthy is the new you. Our glow, our vitality, our immunity, it all stems from how we care for ourselves. Namaste.